Murat Emir knows it won't be an easy race. The Member of Parliament representing Turkey's main opposition, the Republican People's Party or CHP, is seeking re-election. He tells people in this Ankara suburb that there is a big chance the opposition will win, but he's worried about the fairness of the vote.
We believe in Turkish democracy. Turkey still has a democratic tradition, regardless of how biased is the judiciary. But if rules are respected, we should not be concerned about irregularities. The question is, will the government respect the results?
At the headquarters of the Higher Electoral Commission, an exhibition features old voting stamps, ballot papers, and a photo archive, so younger generations can connect with history. Voters will choose their president from this list of four candidates: Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Muharrem İnce, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, and Sinan Oğan. Then they will have to decide the party they will be voting for from this list of 24 political parties in the general elections. And then they will have to cast their ballot. And by the end of the day, representatives from political parties along with public officials will do the count. They will have to ensure that there are no irregularities before announcing the results. Mehmet Bilgic is a member of Vote and Beyond, an NGO that monitors elections. He's joining an army of volunteers to ensure the vote will be fair and transparent.
We're aiming to deploy 100,000 volunteers to cover all the polling stations. We have a responsibility at this moment since polls say this could be a tight race.
Zehranur Aydemir is one of the youngest candidates of the governing AK Party. She is spending time with her constituency, getting to know people.
I want to stand for the youth. I'm an engineer. I've been involved in politics for the last 7 years. I want to listen to young people's problems and provide solutions.
In the final stages of campaigning, tensions are rising. Protesters threw stones at Ekrem İmamoğlu's bus in the city of Erzurum last week. The Istanbul mayor, who will become vice president if the opposition alliance wins, accused the police chief and the governor of allowing violence. In response, senior AK Party member Süleyman Soylu called İmamoğlu a provocateur. Hashim Ahbara, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
Still ahead here on Al Jazeera. Just